Introducing Bluehost Cloud, ultra-fast WordPress hosting with 100% uptime. Want a website with unmatched power, speed, and control? Of course you do. And now you can have all three with Bluehost Cloud, the new web hosting plan from Bluehost. With 100% uptime and incredibly speedy load times, your WordPress websites will be dependable and lightning fast on a global scale. Plus, your sites can handle even the biggest traffic spikes without going down or lagging. And with Bluehost Cloud, you get 24/7 WordPress priority support, meaning you're connected to WordPress experts anytime you need them. Not to mention, you automatically get daily backups and world-class security. So, what are you waiting for? Get Bluehost Cloud today by visiting Bluehost.com. That's Bluehost.com.
Surprises come in all shapes and forms. Sometimes it's tickets to the big game, while other times it's a flooded basement from a sudden storm. Unfortunately, we don't always get to pick and choose which one we get handed in life. And even when the surprise comes at a risk to our health, it can be hard to see the warning signs for what they are. For years, Gary Linehan thought the burning he felt in his toes was simply a byproduct of his long hikes.
I just would get different shoes, try to take care of my feet. As the doctor had described, after taking a shower, my feet would really itch. So I misdiagnosed that as maybe athlete's feet. So I would make sure I was taking care of that. My wife always said, there's no way you have athlete's feet. You have the cleanest feet going. So I went on like that for a while and just assumed the symptoms were something else.
Even after seeing a podiatrist, the burning in Linehan's feet didn't go away. And though it only used to occur when he was hiking, the issues began to persist throughout the rest of his day. Finally, in December of 2020, Linehan's primary care physician ran some blood tests, which showed that he had a JAK2 gene mutation.
I remember asking my friend, whose wife is a nurse, I said, hey, Mike, does Patty know what a JAK2 mutation means? And, they both looked at each other and said, that's not good, Gary. You have to get that checked out.
Linehan was initially diagnosed with essential thrombocythemia, a rare blood disease that's part of a group of related blood disorders called myeloproliferative neoplasms, or MPNs. He and his wife visited a hematologist who said the only course of action would be to simply monitor the progression.
My wife didn't like that watch and wait approach, so we found an MPN specialist in Boston at Mass General. I went there, had a bone biopsy, and I was diagnosed with polycythemia vera.
Polycythemia vera, or PV, is a chronic blood cancer that causes the bone marrow to produce too many mature blood cells, especially red blood cells, but also white blood cells and platelets. And this leads to the blood flowing in the blood vessels to be too thick, and similar to a car engine with old motor oil, can lead to problems.
That's Dr. Brandi Reeves, a hematologist and assistant professor of medicine at the University of North Carolina at Chapel Hill. She leads the university's MPN program, which provides clinical and research guidance for patients. PV is a slow-growing cancer, and while some people don't experience any symptoms, many feel fatigue and itching. If left untreated, the cancer can turn into a very aggressive form of blood cancer called acute myeloid leukemia. But what causes this unwanted surprise? Reeves says it's mostly a case of bad luck.
It's caused by random chance. There are instances where exposure to radiation can lead to an increased risk of polycythemia vera. But in general, this is something that you're not born with, that you develop over time, and it's random chance. Presently, the only cure for polycythemia vera is a stem cell transplant, which is generally considered too risky because the average survival in PV is 13 years. So risk benefit there really is not in favor of a stem cell transplant.
Instead, the goal of treatment is to reduce the risk of blood clots and further progression to leukemia. Sadly, Reeves says there's no data that shows any of the existing treatment methods are strong options to prevent the cancer's progression. The current guidelines recommend that patients take a daily baby aspirin to reduce the risk of heart attack and stroke. Another major treatment is to thin out the blood.
And so we typically do that either by therapeutic phlebotomy, where you're donating a pint of blood to the trash can, or with medications that can reduce the stem cell or the blood cell counts. So the medications that we tend to use in the first line treatment for PV patients are a mild chemotherapy pill called hydroxyurea, or a subcutaneous injection called Ropeg interferon alpha, which is the brand name is Besremi. And the big difference between these two treatments is that while both hydroxyurea and Besremi can reduce the blood cell counts, only Besremi can consistently reduce the number of PV cancer cells over time.
Linehan started out doing therapeutic phlebotomy every 2 weeks, then switched to once a month. But even though he felt better right after a treatment session, his blood counts weren't going down. In fact, they were actually rising.
I prided myself on not taking medication, so I thought, you know, maybe I could do it without medication, but I couldn't. So about a year later, in 2022, I had a discussion with my doctor, and we decided that I would go on Besremi. At that point, I started at 100 micrograms and increased by 50 micrograms until I was doing 500 micrograms every 14 days.
After about 5 months, Linehan's blood counts were finally decreasing, and he's since been able to lower his dosage. However, Linehan wouldn't be getting this treatment if he'd simply ignored the vague signs in the first place. And though it took nearly a decade for him to find the right answer, who knows how far the cancer would have progressed if he'd waited another 10 years.
Don't just sit back and think that they're ghost symptoms. Find out what they are. Find an MPN specialist. Ask for blood tests to see if you have a JAK2 mutation and do your research. You have to be your own advocate. I'm fortunate that I've been married for 31 years and she researched the MPN expert and we went into Boston and we figured this out.
And just like how he was able to accept that he needed medication, Linehan realized that even though he has to fight this disease, he doesn't have to do it alone.
I didn't think I had to talk to anybody. I felt my whole life, and I didn't think I needed a support group. But in 2022, we went on another hike with the MPN Research Foundation, and I met people that have PV. I did a MPN awareness hike this past summer in New Hampshire with a group of people. It's good to talk to people who have the same symptoms you do because they understand the symptoms and what you're going through.
If you're interested in finding out more about PV, visit mpnresearchfoundation.org. You can find more information on Dr. Brandi Reeves, Gary Linehan, and all of our guests on our website, radiohealthjournal.org. For more behind the scenes, follow Radio Health Journal on Facebook, Instagram, and X. Our writer-producer is Kristen Farah. Our production manager is Jason Dickey. I'm Greg Johnson.
Coming up next week on Radio Health Journal.
The entire thing can be kept so that you can create multiple recordings over time, so you can create these sort of comparison views, and you can share them securely with your doctor.
A new at-home device that could revolutionize heart monitoring.
But first, the new generation of female entrepreneurs in STEM.
There's so many more needs in healthcare that have yet to be met. And I think that having more women innovating and more women identifying these needs is only going to make our healthcare system better.
All that and more on Radio Health Journal. I'm Elizabeth Westfield, host of Radio Health Journal. If you enjoy listening to Radio Health Journal, you'll also like our sister show, Viewpoints, which covers a wide array of topics from education to history to the environment. Here's a preview of what they're covering this week on Viewpoints.
I cornered James in the hall and asked, was there a time when you really needed me? And I didn't come because I was working.
A high-profile journalist shares her story balancing motherhood with a demanding career. Then,
why would somebody who is a better actor or a better speaker be safer than somebody who is inarticulate?
The hit or miss subjective nature of parole board hearings. I'm Marty Peterson.
And I'm Gary Price. These stories in depth this week on your public affairs magazine, Viewpoints.
Listen to Viewpoints Radio on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you listen to podcasts. Thank you for joining us this week and every week as we break down the science stories you need to know. You can find all of our past segments and guests on our website, radiohealthjournal.org, or wherever you listen to podcasts. Follow us on Instagram, Facebook, and X for daily content. And tune in next week for another edition of Radio Health Journal.